So, Rebbe Lezer, the Darish Mir Zeriba, Prat Klau Prat Menale. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the sugya, there's a basic machlokes in Kala Teira Kula. I'm learning like the Rashi. There's a basic machlokes in Kala Teira Kula. Do we learn psukim in the rules of miyat ribui, miyat ribui, or klau pratu klau?
One or the other.
Well, that's not so simple. But let's say one or the other, yes. The Gemara here is assuming one or the other. How about prat klau prat? If we treat it the same, basically the same as klau pratu klau, we, meaning those who learn klau pratu klau, learn prat klau prat. Those who learn ribui, miyat ribui, what do they do with prat klau prat? Do they also not learn that? They don't learn klau prat klau. They don't learn two generals with a specific in the middle. How about if you have two specifics with a general in the middle?
Well, we had klau prat klau. That's
what we had. Yeah, we had prat klau prat.
Right, prat klau prat.
We want to know, does Rebbe Eliezer disagree with that concept completely? Or is it only here where he holds it's not a third one because he uses Chatan and Badug to tell me a different halacha? What would be if he did not have that halacha of Chatan and Badug to tell us two and one? And he would have looked at it and saw Prat Klau Prat. Would he said still with Smit and Ribui? I'm finished. Or he would have agreed to the rule of Prat Klau Prat, even though he doesn't agree to the rule of Klau Prat Klau. We know he doesn't agree to the rule Klau Prat Klau. Rebbe Eliezer in the whole shas holds Miat Ribui. We want to know, what does he do in the whole shas by Prat Klau Prat? Does he say, just like I don't darshan Klau Prat Klau, I don't darshan Miat Ribui, I don't darshan Prat Klau Prat? Or does he say, I don't darshan Klau Prat Klau, but Prat Klau Prat, I do darshan? That's the Gemara's question.
But,
yes, Rabbi Kahn. That was in Drabanan. It was in Drabanan, not in Rebbe Eliezer. Again, let's go back to Rebbe Eliezer. What did he do with Chatzar and Badak? That means he did not use it. There's no machlokes. Rebbe Eliezer held it was a 2-1. We want to know if Rebbe Eliezer ben Azarya, who said the 2-1, has to hold like Rebbe Eliezer, or can he hold like Rebbe Eliezer also? That was the Yibayi Seima. But Rebbe Eliezer said, I don't have a problem with Chatzar and Madag, because it's for something else completely.
It's for 2-1, right?
Right. That's why he didn't use it as a prat.
Because I just wouldn't use it elsewhere.
Is not Rebbe Eliezer. He's a different man.
I know that, but he's able to use it. Because where it was placed, he uses
the prat. Right, but Rebbe Eliezer didn't. Rebbe Eliezer said it's a mere reboy. He didn't use that third pasuk at all. He did not agree that you can use it for two things.
Oh, okay.
He didn't. You're right. In one terrace, we said Rebbe Eliezer is how you feel you can use it for two things. Right, Rebbe Eliezer didn't. Zuck to Rush. The Darish, Rebbe Eliezer, the Darish Ribu Miyuti, Prat Klau Prat Menale. Where does he learn out Klau Prat to Klau? Meaning the Gemara assumes that he holds it. From where? Zok Darash. Nehi the Darish Kula Raisa Ribu Miyuti. It's true that he learns the whole Torah Ribu Miyut. The Sabbath, the Klau Prat to Klau, Einam Mida B'Torah. He holds Klau Prat to Klau doesn't exist. Right. Amina Nami, Loi Darish Prat Klau Prat. Are we also saying that he doesn't have a Midah in the Torah called Prat Klau Prat? That's the question. That's exactly the question. The Kamar Abavo in the Prat Klau Prat Darish. And we're going to stop right there so we can do the next Gemara, which the Rush is going to be going on. So that's the question. Are klau prat to klau, prat klau prat, which according to the Rabbanon are very similar. But Rebbe Eliezer doesn't agree to klau prat to klau. And in this case, he didn't have a prat klau prat because he used chatzan and badag for something else. So what happens in the rest of the Torah?
Does he hold a prat klau prat?
Does he hold prat klau prat? Zok Rebbe Bo, I'll prove to you that he does. Where do I see it? Amrabavo. Nafkalei Mahaikra. He does have that rule, and he learns it from the following pasuk. V'chiyitein ish ariyehu. Okay, these are the difficult klal, prat, but we'll do our best. V'chiyitein ish ariyehu. This is talking about a shemer chinam. A guy gives his friend. Shemer sachar. Take back. Chamar, ishar, isat. He gives him an animal to watch, and the Torah lists three types of animals. Donkey, shar, and set. Prat. That is a specific. Animals. The chol behema, klau. And then it says, all animals. That's a general statement. Lishmar, to watch. Chazer o prat. That is called a prat. I struggle with this, Gemara, because I'm not sure why lishmar is a prat. I'm not sure. How do you see a prat in the word to watch? How is that specific? It's telling you the verb, but what he's telling you, I mean, I don't know. Doctor, I'll get to you in 1 minute. I just want to, let me just say. So this is a prat, klau, uprat. So he learns prat, klau, uprat, he had to don, okay, not prat. We use it like the prat, and we are memayan things from it, karka, things that are not included in the halacha of Shomrim. We learn it out. This is the drasha there, prat, klau, uprat. And therefore, we see Rabbi Eliezer holds it because everybody agrees to that drasha. Interestingly enough, the Rabbanon hold that that's a klau, prat, or klau. They darshan b'chiyitin ishariyeyu anything. Chamor ishari seh prat. Lishmar hadar v'klau. So they learn it's a klau, prat, or klau. But Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Bo, holds that that's a prat, klau, prat. And therefore,
according to that,
the call
is a
prat. What?
The call is a prat?
Yeah, it's animals. It limits it to animals. It's a prat. According to the Rabbanon, it's a prat. Rabbi Eliezer sees it as a klau, because it's all animals.
That I hear more, but
it's interesting, because I hear the other way better. I hear behemoth as a prat more than as a klau.
That's a prat,
but then it says b'chol behemoth.
Okay.
Rabbi Eliezer uses that as a klau.
Okay.
Then he says, lishmar is a prat.
Is that
a
here?
I said, I want to argue. They say this is the opposite.
I know.
How did they... I will get that in the rush, okay? Yes, doctor.
As far as to watch, that is a prat because it specifies the animals which are watched as opposed to which is a subgroup of the larger group of animals total. Actually, Rabbi Rabinovich now says the same thing as I just said.
In the first, the bears and lions are not included.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe.
That's what makes it a prat. Because
behemoth
together with the
lishmar. I mean, b'chol is the klau, and behemoth lishmar is the prat. Even though the Gemara says b'chol behemoth klau, he changes it in the tune, right? B'chol klau, and behemoth lishmar is prat. Okay, let's do the rush. Dr. Rush. I'm in the middle of the rush. The high crowd, the b'chiyitin ish ariyehu, the kamer of a bow, in, the prat the klau, prat darish. The high crowd, the b'chiyitin ish ariyehu, the darish rabbanon b'perek hazov, in the fourth perek above Metzia, the rabbanon call it a klau, prat the klau. Because they say, b'chiyitin ish ariyehu, it's a klau, give him anything. It's a prat, limited to animals. Lishmar means to watch anything, even not animals. So they lose it as a klau, prat, to klau. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't dodge in klau, prat, to klau. He sees a prat, klau, prat here. Rabbanon exclude slaves, staris, and karkos for different reasons. Right? They're not movable. Karkos are not movable. Evidence like karka and staris are not intrinsically worth money. Darish le Rabbi Eliezer, b'prat klau prat, b'memati minei, k'eichet b'memati rabbanu minei. He uses it as a prat klau prat. So, enochinami, Rabbi Bo is saying, even Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't use klau prat to klau, uses prat anywhere. He never uses cloud prat to cloud. He never uses cloud prat to cloud. Uses prat, cloud, prat, not here. Rav Amar, a different example. Nafgalei Mahaikra.
I mean, is anything wrong with saying, what would be wrong with saying he doesn't hold it?
Nothing, but we're honest. You're right, but we're intellectually honest. We want to know, does he or doesn't he?
When Rebbe said it a couple of days ago, this is halacha motion we've seen tonight.
Correct, right? Yeah. It's the way he was given the Darsh and the Torah, correct. So we want to know what's Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. Does he or doesn't he? We don't know what happened. We don't have that local emotion machine. Now we have what Rabbi Eliezer told us and what Rabbanon told us.
And he cannot, the reason he can't learn it here is because of Chatan Vazug?
He doesn't learn it here because of Chatan Vazug.
That stopped him from saying it here?
That's what Rabbi Bo was saying, correct. I mean, the Gemara said it, really. The Gemara asked, what does he do with Chatan Vazug? I mean, the Gemara is saying, had he asked Chatan Vazug, he would have to do something else.
But according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, you
we're not Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah now, we're Rabbi Eliezer. But he doesn't learn that way, Rabbi Eliezer. I told you that 5-10 minutes ago. I can't help him. The Gemara says he doesn't learn it for two things. You can't mix ten on him.
Where
does
Zariah say he doesn't
learn it
for two things?
The Gemara asks.
35-81.
That's
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right, and the first time I said he holds on to Rabbi Elazar, holds me at Ribu Ribu, Zuck Rash, he doesn't darshan it because he doesn't have Chatan Vazak, which is what Rabbi Elazar says. So we look at Rabbi Elazar, that means Rabbi Elazar holds that way. Right? If you say he holds on to Rabbi Elazar, that means you're saying Rabbi Elazar holds that way.
Right, meaning, and according to the second answer, it's not changing Rabbi Elazar.
That's exactly what I've been trying to tell you.
You know what? This thing is not always.
Yes.
Maybe we're missing something fundamental. Why
I can't hear what you say.
Maybe I'm missing something fundamentally. Why are we calling this cloud practical if he holds Rebu call this?
Here he does.
Why do we call this Rebu instead of.
That's the question. Is there a drasha called Miat Rebu Miat? Or is there only a drasha of Reba Miat Reba or Reba Miat from Miat Reba? But when you have Miat Reba Miat, Rebbe Elazar agrees it's Prat Klal Prat. That's exactly the question.
So it's interchangeable? You're saying
it's not interchangeable. We want to know what is the Shita. Is there a rule called Miat Reba Miat?
Oh. Only by
Rebbe
Elazar and the other way around.
He wants to know why can't Rabbi Elazar say there's a rule called Miat Reba Miat. You don't have to have Prat Klal Prat. And the rule would be different. And the answer is that Gemara wants to know, is there such a rule?
I thought the Gemara asked.
Again. But bothering Baruch Maisha, the Gemara asked, does Rabbi Elazar agree to Prat Klal Prat?
Right.
Why does the Gemara have to say he agrees? Why can't the Gemara say that there's a rule called Miat Ribui Miat? Just like this Ribui Miat Riba, you can have Miat Ribui Miat. Why do we have to say that he agrees to Prat Klal Prat? Why are we asking this question? The answer is the Gemara wants to know, is there such a rule, or does he agree to Prat Klal Prat? We don't know there's a rule called Miat Ribui Miat. Again, if we don't know if there's such a rule,
right? But, make it up.
No, that's exactly it. Are we going to make it up, or are we going to say yo prat klal prat?
Only in
the
case
of Chatan
Vazug, where I don't.
That's
sure.
Not. There's no meat. That's right. No second one. Uh-huh. See, that's exactly what the Gemara wants to know. Is there such a rule?
I didn't know when to apply which rule. They're two different rules, right? They're two different rules. They're both legitimate rules, you know?
Which ones?
And
is there a rule called Miat Ribui Miat?
I understand. But there's clearly a rule called Miat Ribui.
Correct.
Well, how would you... And there's clearly a rule of Prat Klal.
No, not according to Rebbe Elazar. There's no such thing as Prat Klal.
Right.
That's a different story. That's what we want to know. Yes. Rabbi Eliezer does not hold the prat to klal. He doesn't hold the klal prat. He doesn't hold klal prat to klal. Anywhere. He doesn't agree to the rule called klal prat to klal. Ever. He doesn't agree to the rule called prat to klal. He doesn't agree to the rule called klal prat. If we want to know, does he agree to prat klal prat? He's from the school that there is no rule called klal prat to klal. He did not say Rabbi Shmuel Weinberg, but maybe he did say Rabbi Shmuel Weinberg by davening, but he didn't agree with Rabbi Shmuel Weinberg. I don't know what he said by davening.
Is there an inherent difference in definitions? I mean, one means inclusion and one means rule. Klal means rule, so the klal means a rule.
No, klal means a general statement.
General. But what does ribui mean?
Same thing.
Inclusion.
It's same thing. Ribui and klal are the same thing, except the rules are different, so we call one klal one and ribui. The same word can be called a ribui or a klal.
But the rules are different depending on how you call it.
Well, the rules are different depending on how it was handed down in Sinai, correct. As an aside, just curiosity, I mentioned davening. The Gemara has a Shaila in Urias, where the Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, wanted to know whether he has a din of Nasi, Lagabi, the carbon of a Nasi. If it would be a Beis HaMikdash, and he would do Avera B'Shagig, would he bring the Avera, he's a Nasi, would he bring, Dr. Sam Seifer, what difference did it make to Rebbe? There was no Beis HaMikdash. Dr. Sam Seifer, because there's a Parshas Chatas. Some people say it, not just the Zohar Mekayim, the Parshas Chatas. He wanted to know which Parshas Chatas should he say in davening, the one of an individual one or the one of a Nasi one, because one is supposed to say the Parshas Chatas that applies to them. So he was asking, am I a din of a Nasi or am I a din of an individual, which Parshas Chatas should I say in davening? That's what some cipher says. So you see, davening did make a difference with some cipher, how they daven. So I don't know what Rabbi has to do with Rabbi Shmuel Weimer. I don't know. Maybe he didn't say Rabbi Shmuel Weimer. Maybe he said Rabbi Eliezer Weimer. I don't know what he said.
I just talk about what practical advice that he wants. What does it mean when he says evidence the same thing as karakol?
The Torah said, I've got them hooks to look at cars. Because the Torah said so.
How, in what?
The Torah said it in regards to inheritance. The Torah says, Avadim are considered land for all halakhic purposes, for all biblical halakhic purposes. In rabbinic halakhic purposes, it's a machlokes amaroyim. Not just for Yerusha, your Yarsha Metaltlin also. That's where the Torah wrote it. But the Torah said, for all biblical purposes, treat Eved like karka.
What does that mean?
Exactly here.
Other than Yerusha?
We don't swear in Avadim. Just like one doesn't swear about land, one doesn't swear about Avadim. There's no Hilchah Shmira in Avadim, just like there's no Hilchah Shmira on land.
Real estate, like real estate.
Right, exactly. Everybody's